The region of Catalonia in northeastern Spain announced a drought emergency on the 1st of February 2024, placing strict restrictions on residents' access to water and fines for anyone who exceeded their daily quota. But there were no such restrictions placed on bottled water companies, which continued to pump drinking water from the aquifer beneath the Montseny mountain range to sell back to the same communities it came from. As droughts become more prevalent across the world, corporate control over our drinking water is threatening the health of our water sources and the access people have to them. This is how our drinking water is being taken and sold back to us for huge profits. There are more water bottling plants in Catalonia than in any other region of Spain, extracting water for companies such as Nestlé and Danone. But across the country, more than 160 licenses have been granted to water bottling plants, including in the hottest southernmost regions of Spain, such as in Granada, which until recently was experiencing its worst drought in 14 years. People living in these regions have found themselves having to buy bottled water from foreign companies, which are extracting that water from their national territory. It's a scenario that is playing out in many other drought-stricken countries. In Uruguay, residents in the city of Montevideo ran out of safe drinking water in 2023 after 3 years of drought and were forced to buy bottled water. One of the main brands on offer is sold by Danone, which secured the rights to extract water from a Uruguayan spring after it acquired the 100-year-old local bottled water brand Salus in the year 2000. Mexico is experiencing severe water scarcity in many states. Mexican households purchase, on average, roughly 1,500 litres of bottled water a year, while companies such as Coca-Cola extract millions of litres of water a day. And in the US, Nestlé has faced numerous protests over the years for extracting millions of gallons in California during droughts in the state, as well as protests against its operations in Oregon, Pennsylvania, Maine, and Michigan. The idea of commercialized drinking water is in itself a controversial one, because the UN has declared safe and clean drinking water and sanitation a human right. Billions of people are still living without this access, and many of them are forced to rely on bottled water as a result, even though it can be about 1,000 times more expensive. One particular brand, which has often found itself in broad and controversy, is Fiji Water.
Fiji Water is a gift from nature to us.
The US-based company acquired a 99-year lease to pump water from a 400-foot-deep mountain aquifer on the north shore of Fiji's largest island, more than 5,000 miles away from the US mainland. And Fiji Water has become the biggest importer of bottled water to the US. Meanwhile, only 42% of Fijians in rural areas have access to clean drinking water. The government in Fiji has struggled over the years to fund water infrastructure, which has led to rations as low as 4 gallons a week per family, as well as outbreaks of typhoid and widespread parasitic infections. And despite Fiji Water's charitable investments, little of its vast profits have found their way back into Fiji's public finances, money which could have gone a long way to providing more access to clean water. This problem is far bigger than Fiji Water. Globally, Coca-Cola is the biggest supplier of bottled water, followed by Danone, Nestlé, and PepsiCo. And these big multinationals have funneled millions into political lobbying and acquisitions to buy up well-known local brands and their rights to extract water from aquifers across the world. The UN has voiced concerns that as the world relies more on expensive bottled water instead of improving or expanding public water infrastructure, that this will further worsen global inequalities when it comes to water access, especially as the climate crisis intensifies. More than 2 billion people rely on groundwater for their drinking needs. And while agriculture is the biggest source of depletion, large volumes taken by the bottled water industry adds extra pressure. Water scarcity affects us all, which is why democratizing access to our water sources and maintaining their health is so important. This has been It's Complicated. We have lots more videos like this, so if you haven't done so already, please don't forget to subscribe and turn on your notifications. We love hearing from you, so drop us a comment with any thoughts or questions you have, and see you next time.